During the 1950s, a referendum among the Greeks of Cyprus officially demanded their independence. After the liberation struggle of 1955 to 1959, on the 16th of August 1960, Cyprus is declared an independent republic, with Nicosia as the capital of the new state. The island acquires a parliament, ministries, and new schools. All the island's communities participate in the new state. Greeks, Turks, Armenians, Maronites, and Latins. In 1963, after the Turkish Cypriot revolt, Nicosia is divided into a Greek and Turkish sector by the Green Line. Since then, it remains divided and now constitutes the last and only divided capital in Europe. From this observatory, the city spreads below us. Look towards the four points of the horizon, and you will see Nicosia without dividing lines, with all its monuments, its history, and its people.
In 1963-64, Nicosia was divided. Before that, there was a Turkish quarter, a Greek quarter, and there were also areas with mixed communities. I remember when this mosque had a muezzin. When we were kids, we waited for him to take his siesta, and then we climbed up the minaret. When he woke up, he used to chase us shouting. It was fun. After the riots in 1963, in Nicosia, not in the rest of Cyprus, a division line was created here in Ermou Street. The Turkish Cypriots went north and the Greek Cypriots went south.
Yes, I remember listening to the muezzin's prayers since always, but since the Turkish invasion in 1974, they put the volume higher just to make the presence stronger. In the past, I remember the muezzin appearing on the minaret balcony and praying without any amplification, but in the last 10 to 20 years, they're using very loud speakers. And when they put the volume right up, the whole area shakes. I had shops here in the old city for many, many years, and I got used to this sound. I don't feel anything anymore when I hear the muezzin. I get annoyed only when it's too loud. Most people, though, especially people visiting Nicosia from villages or from other towns, feel very bad when they hear him. The sound reminds them of the war, and they get scared. But I hear 5 to 10 different muezzins 3 to 4 times a day, and I'm used to it now.
Come on.
Thank you. During the last 4 or 5 years, all these foreigners have invaded the old town. And because most of them use bicycles, I began fixing bicycles. I used to be just a motorbike mechanic, but since there's a bicycle market now, I thought to fix bicycles too, for that extra bit of money.
I've had this tailor shop since 1973, that's before the war. In the old days, you used to hear children playing, running up and down and squealing in this neighborhood. Now the place is full of immigrants from Sri Lanka, Bangladesh and Africa, so the sounds have changed a lot. There is also fear. One night as I was sewing, someone came into the shop asking for money. Since then, I have my door shut or even locked. 10 years ago, the doors of every workshop here were wide open, and one could hear several characteristic sounds as he walked along the street. Sounds made by tailors, shoemakers, craftsmen, carpenters, smiths, and many others. Now most of them are gone away for many reasons, and others, like myself, work with the doors shut. There are also some shop owners who hang little bells on their doors so that they can hear when someone enters. Today, you just can't feel as secured as in the old days.
Okay, until what time you are here?
4:30.
Okay, I will try to come. Okay, you finish, maybe.
No,
tomorrow.
No, yes.
Okay, and okay, bye.
Σε απόσταση. Φράφια. Μέχρι το 60, μετά από το 60 που δημιουργηθήκαν τα πράγματα.
Before 1960, there were no houses outside the walls. It was all just fields and rocky land. Shepherds would take their animals there to graze. I remember Magariou Avenue being just a dirt road, and now is the biggest shopping street in Nicosia. The big change came in 1960 with our independence, when the city began to expand outwards and new roads and houses were being built outside the walls. I remember going to my school, which was a couple of kilometers away. I would ride my bicycle through the fields to get there, and all one could hear was nature sounds. If you try to follow the same route today, all you can hear is city noise.
Εγκεφαλικό σημείο, ένα σημείο όπως ήταν τότε η Παγκαλευκοσία, που ήταν όλα σαν πράγματα συγκεντρωμένα. Η πολιτική ζωή, η εμπορική ζωή.
Nicosia, within the walls, used to be the heart of Cyprus. It was a lively city. It used to have a vibrant structure and a flourishing economy, trade and culture. The city had everything: cinemas, theaters, taverns, shops. The streets were always full of people and there were very few cars. In the evenings, people used to take their chairs out to the street to sit because it was cooler. Those who had a television, and we are talking about the end of the 60s, used to put it at the entrance of their house and watch it from the street. They even carried their tables out on the street and ate outside. When a car wanted to pass, every now and then, they moved the things on one side. Things used to be different then, much different than today. This was the center of everything, and people participated. They were out in the streets. You didn't need to read newspaper or watch the news on TV. The streets were lively places of social activity, and everything happened before you. That Nicosia has disappeared, and I don't think it can ever exist again. It used to be a unique place.